You're waking up with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast.
Well, good morning. 7:12, starting the day mostly sunny. Later on today, it's going to be pretty warm, actually. A high about 55. Clear tonight. Breezy and mild with lows dipping down to around 44. It's about 33 right now.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan's over at the Nightstand Studios. And did you overindulge at all this holiday season? Did you have too much food?
Who didn't? Didn't everybody?
How many plates?
Yes, they did.
How many plates did you have?
Yesterday? Or total?
Did you have multiple holiday get-togethers for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Actually, I went to three separate get-togethers. So, yes, it was. Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I feel kind bad for you or if I envy you.
Dietary disaster. And every place had like slightly different food too, which, yeah.
Oh, man.
I ate a lot. How about you?
I did a 5K on Thursday morning over Niles. So
5K.
I felt like I could eat more, but I still only did like three or four plates. So not as good as I thought I would do. You know, if you are overindulging, it's okay because you shouldn't feel bad. Good news. Holiday weight gain isn't as bad as you've been led to believe. The truth is that research shows that people, on average, only gain about 1 pound during the holidays.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not bad. They say that you don't ever really lose it, though.
Oh, so, that's bad because then you add another one at the next holiday.
It just adds up every single year, and you've just gained, like, I don't know, however old you are, you've gained like 2 pounds a year.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm hoping they mean, when they say during the holidays, maybe they mean the whole holiday season.
Yeah, I would probably say between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I would count both of those. So,
yeah, not so bad. But if you want to do something about that, apparently you can add some cinnamon to your coffee or any place else you want a little cinnamon flavor, because a new study has found that a property in cinnamon, get this, it's called cinnamaldehyde.
Nice.
Sounds terrible. Helps to burn fat.
Really?
So, yeah. It's hard to just douse everything you eat in cinnamon, though.
I actually put cinnamon in my coffee, like when I'm making it in my French press.
Really?
I usually put a dash of cinnamon.
Oh, in your French press, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's fancy, fancy.
Fancy, fancy.
Yeah, I do all that stuff. So, yeah.
But I'm going to guess like cinnamon rolls and cinnamon toast crunch probably aren't a good way to.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Get
or
that cinnamon.
Even like the cinnamon creamer, you probably just go ahead
probably
and get
not that
real
either.
Cinnamon. I got my Christmas tree yesterday.
You did? That's really early. It's not even December yet.
There were a lot of people there, actually. And I think I did it because there's this word about a tree shortage.
So
if you're planning on getting a real life tree, you might want to consider getting it sooner rather than later. Now, in this area, it seems like, I mean, we went to many farms and they still had quite a lot of trees. So I don't think it's going to affect it too much. But think back about 10 years ago when the economy was bad. It forced a lot of tree farmers to cut back on their planting season. So this year, they're going to be a lot less trees. There were a lot of little baby trees going, but not a lot of the big ones. So they're going to be a lot more expensive as well. And some retailers are already predicting that they'll sell out of certain tree varieties, specifically Fraser firs, which are considered to be the best trees for decorating.
Oh, those might be the ones with the soft needles.
I think
those are the ones I always like to get, yeah.
I like the ones with the really, really pokey needles, so decorating your tree is a challenge.
Oh, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. But that's trending topics for this morning. Imagine Dragons is on the way next. 98.